This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Thursday and time to check in with Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubank. And, John, when we sat here a week ago, life looked a whole lot different for the green and white.
It sure did. They're number 8 in the nation at that point. They had a real chance if they beat Ohio State, which they did last year in the Big Ten title game. If they beat them again at home this time, then they've got the inside track probably for one of the 4 playoff spots that are available in January. So they probably want to take a Big Ten team. They would have jumped to 5 or 6 by beating a very good Ohio State team. But I'm speaking in hypotheticals here because, of course, the Spartans lost.
What happened, do you think, when you look at it? You know, compare what a difference a year makes.
Oh, look, they're still a great team, and D'Antonio's still doing a hell of a job. Look, you are right now number 13 in the nation. You're the second highest-ranked Big Ten team and not that far off Ohio State. So this is still a very good season for Michigan State, and hats off to D'Antonio, no question about it. But
the oxygen kind of went out of East Lansing.
The problem here is very simple, Cindy, that Ohio State is better. And that's what happened. And hats off to Urban Meyer also because they had a Heisman Trophy finalist in Braxton Miller starting a quarterback out in August with an injury or earlier than that. Put a backup guy in there who played almost not at all. And now he is leading that team. Now they're number 8, and they've got a shot, it looks like, at a possible 4-team playoff.
Meantime, it was interesting watching Facebook and Twitter while the Michigan-Northwestern game was going on. In fact, I saw you on Twitter, but I saw a lot of people going, where's the score? What is this 0-0? What is this? There weren't a lot of happy customers.
On either side, amazingly.
Yeah, exactly.
TV or otherwise and so on. But the way the scoreboard looks on TV, you got the block M, you got their score 0, you got Northwestern score 0, and you got their N. So what does it spell? Moon. That will forever be known as the Moon Game. It was scoreless through most of the third quarter and bad scoreless. It wasn't like it was a defensive struggle. It was offenses self-imploding. It was just incredible.
So where does this put Coach Hoke?
In a weird spot. They won the game 10-9. Northwestern scored, went for 2 points. The quarterback stumbled on his walk back. So there goes that one. So it's a very weird, very weak victory, but it is a victory. You're now 5-5. If you win one more game, you get a bowl bid. All right. So you go to a bowl game in December, whatever. Not a very good one probably, but nonetheless. You get an outside chance, very outside, at beating the Buckeyes. If you do that, you keep your job. Maybe you do. And the catch is right now, still no one knows because no one knows who is going to make that call. Because right now, Jim Hackett is the interim AD, and we're not sure if they're going to hire a full-time AD soon. If he's going to hold that post for a year or so, it's entirely unclear. So Michigan's fortunes are up in the air right now. The dirty little secret is most Michigan fans I know are actually, when the game's playing, you can't help but pull for the winged helmets and all the rest. But some of them are hoping the team loses, so a change happens faster. This happens very rarely in my lifetime.
Wow.
Some were thinking that in 2010 under Rich Rodriguez. This happened again now, and that's not where you want to be.
Let's hop over quickly to the Lions. You stop and I look at 7-2 and realize that the last time that the Lions were 7-2, my 21-year-old daughter was a newborn.
1993, folks.
Yes, indeed. What is Coach Caldwell doing that's working so well?
Getting out of their way. To some degree, give them credit, though. Look, this team is notorious for bad penalties and bad turnovers. That's the mark of a poorly coached team. They've got the talent. They've been drafting very well. Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson, they've got serious players in this team. They are now no longer beating themselves, and that's what Michigan is doing.
You're not seeing all that stupid stuff that we saw up until now on the field.
Plenty of it. And look, they're 7-2 right now. They're one of the best teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah. So what do you see this Sunday against the 8-1 Arizona?
A dogfight. Look, the problem with the NFL is they're so close in talent.
Yeah.
Larry Foote, a friend of mine, used to be at the Steelers, now at the Cardinals himself. He said, man, most of these games boil down to 4 or 5 mistakes. That's it. College is all kinds of stuff. NFL, everyone's good. So 4 or 5 mistakes. They're playing in Arizona. Those guys are going to be ready for them. I call it a toss-up. Very wimply.
Yeah, you are a wimp.
Thank you.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank taking the wimpy road out today. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.